A life-saving story that's a lesson for all of us just ahead. This is Here's to Your Health, presented by Kraft Body Scan. I'm Chris Edwards. Joining us today is Philip Galeer, who has quite the story to tell. Listen to Philip's story.
Good morning. Thanks again for having me. So my daughter had talked my wife into going to the state fair. And as reluctant as Candace was, finally talking her into it, they go to the state fair and they see this company advertising body scan and imaging, couple packages, things like that. And Candace decided to get a couple package for myself and her. And I think this appointment was the end of November, December timeframe. So thinking nothing of it, avid pickleballer, avid squash player, biker, you know, I just try to, you know, get those 6 to 8 hours a week in to try to eat healthy and do those things. But anyway, the scan happened. And a week prior to the scan, we did a 45-mile bike ride with a friend of mine down Tobacco Road. First time I'd done 45 miles. That was a long morning, but we got through it. No signs, just had a very good lunch afterwards. But that week later, when we got the scan done, we just remember seeing a look and a message given to Candace. He needs to see a cardiologist real quickly. The calcium levels, 1280, were very high. So right then, we called my primary care. We did all the things to get a cardiologist, to get a cardiac catheterization scheduled. On the way to get the cardiac catheterization done, it was so crazy. I just bought Candace a Cadillac, and I was so nervous driving there. I backed into a pole. I was so nervous. Anyway, we get the cardiac catheterization done, and they could not do it because of the three blockages that were there. So I checked myself in 2 days prior to the procedure, and everything was done quickly with the doctor. And so I checked myself in. This is Valentine's Day, and on February 15th, I had a triple bypass. Yeah, that's how it all came to a head.
Philip, I think you can be described as someone who looks fit, and yet you ended up with a triple bypass. How are you now?
So since then, cardiac rehab, certainly feeling better, of course. The scar looks wonderful, healing, going through the sternum precautions with that, constantly making calls to the office, constantly asking questions. It's been an incredible, incredible ride.
Is there any family history of heart problems?
Yeah, my father had a triple bypass, and you know, I had since then tried to outrun it. I really did my best with care, with food, with exercise, very careful with everything that I do. So I had no symptoms. So I had no idea this blockages were there. Again, no struggles with biking, as I shared, and the stuff that I did.
So, Philip, you had no symptoms. That's really incredible.
Zero symptoms. But it does run on my father's side of the family. The part that's been, I think, the toughest for me, because when the procedure happened and the care at Rex, which is world-class care, but the care that I was getting from Rex, I was just so self-conscious of the fear of the way I looked. I was fearful of having to be being taken care of. I was really concerned with all those details, and I didn't want to put anybody out. So certainly listened to the doctor as closely as possible, and it's worked out because there was no damage, because I took care of myself. The procedure went really great, according to the surgeon, to my wife, and it's been good. But still, mentally, from physical activity to being intimate to working, just very cautious, trying daily to build on confidence. So yeah.
I don't want to be overly dramatic, Philip, but this Kraft body scan procedure could have saved your life.
No, there's no question. There's no question about it. And since then, you say that, we've had 17 friends in our circle all get done. And I have a heavy influence with the people that I associate with. They know how much I care. about myself, about my family, particularly just care for the body. But no question about it, Kraft. And it's a simple procedure. And I'm thinking going into this, am I going to be there for a couple hours? And they did a proper review and looked and went over the details. But the scan itself is very quick. The answers are answered in a reasonable time, results in a reasonable time. But there's no doubt about it. Kraft body scan saved my life. Yeah.
And you've been in touch with the Kraft body scan since the procedure to help others?
You know, I came to them after it was done because I wanted to let them know what had happened, what the story was. Because, yes, they see readings, but they really don't know. You know, if I had a procedure, they really don't know what happened afterwards. And it was important for me to let them know that. It was important to me to meet the technician. I didn't realize I was going to meet Denny and to expand on that friendship. But it was important that they know what had happened. And they kept on hearing. I mean, I've got 17 friends that came to them, and they kept on hearing Philip Galera, Candace Galera, Philip Galera. I had a customer who I've never met before in the mall come up to me, said, I heard your story. Congratulations. I am planning on getting a scan. So little things like that have happened. But it's also helped some friends of ours. It's also helped my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law, they found a spot, a lesion on her lung, which is nothing. They're watching it. They're monitoring it. But again, you're in this scanning office, this Kraft office, for a couple of hours at the most, just learning about the procedure. So it was important to share the story and to help others if I could.
Yeah. I think you have, Philip. Now, this has to be quite a wake-up call for you and your entire family, correct?
Yeah. Well, I certainly, I've got a son, Christian, and my daughter, Keely Shea. Yeah, I've preached health to them since they were born, with eating and exercise and meditation and at least taking a few hours a week to yourself. I mean, you got to break away from the group. You got to have some time to yourself. Yeah, they're working on it, but you know how those young 20-year-olds are. Whatever you say, Dad.
But yeah. It shows that you can't run away from family history of heart problems, right?
For sure. And I just want to add something real quick. Excuse the interruption, but it's the mental part of it that I want to just say. It's the procedure itself. When you catch it early and you take a minute to get a scan, you take a minute to get a colonoscopy, you do all these preventive measures, it can really make a difference. And when you think you're healthy and you think you got it figured out, those are really the times, the most important times, to make sure you get checked. I mean, what's $150 or whatever it was Candace spent? I'm not exactly sure, but that's nothing compared to not putting your family out of their way to care for you, where really it's my position to take care of them. That's the plan. I've always wanted to take care of them. I don't want to be the one taken care of. So, you know, those are things that really I struggled with and fought through to make sure I come back better than ever.
Have you resumed any of your normal activities?
Yeah, I've resumed a lot of my activities. The cardiac rehab at Rex was helpful. I connected with four nurses there, birthday cakes, really just established a connection. It was important that I share all this with them. But yes, at least right now, I'm probably 6 hours a week in the gym. I've got a really good group of pickleballers at the gym that I go to that I played last night for a couple of hours. So gradually getting into it, timing, gradually getting there. My workload is the same as it was before. It's been very, very positive so far.
Here's to Your Health is available wherever you get your podcast, on demand at WPTF.com, and heard on FM 92.9 and AM 680 WPTF. Next up, Vice President of Kraft Body Scan, Denny Lindemann, joins the show with more on this story, too. It's Here's to Your Health, right here on WPTF. Welcome Welcome back to Here's to Your Health, presented by Kraft Body Scan. We continue with Philip. And Philip, I'd imagine that when you go through a triple bypass, as you have, it takes a while to readjust to normal again.
You know, that's funny that you say that, because I have had fear, confidence for the last few weeks, and whether it was, you know, whether it was fear of being intimate with my wife, fear of exercise. So my doctor had said to me, "I'm going to put you through a stress test, and there is no way that you'll get your heart rate up either being this high, either being intimate with your wife or working out. It'll never happen." So they got my heart rate up to about 160, and an ultrasound and all these tests, and everything came back really good. And since then, confidence has really risen. So it's been crazy, but it's been a blessing too.
Each week on Here's to Your Health, we talk about the benefits of a heart and lung scan. And one of those benefits is you can walk out with a calcium score. For you, is this what set off all of the alarms? Did someone explain why that was important?
They did. When they came back and told me mine was 1280, the alarm went off. Yeah, and it was just important to get things done really quickly. When they were doing the cardiac catheterization, which I didn't realize our heart does this, creating channels. Our heart can be so healthy, pumping so much blood, it can create channels to have blood flow. And those are things that they had saw with my heart as they tried to do that catheterization and then upon surgery. But, yeah.
Denny Linneman joins us now, and Philip's story is a lesson for all of us, Denny. Can you explain what Philip was talking about with the heart creating channels when there was a blockage?
Yeah, sometimes they call that natural bypass. The body will create new capillaries and try to, you know, provide blood flow to the heart that's affected. But, you know, in Philip's case, you know, he had a high calcium score. This is an indication that there's a blockage there. And then this leads to more tests and then eventually, most likely, a heart catheterization where the surgeon's going to put a little bit of dye in there and they're going to look at it and kind of see where that dye goes in the heart. But if they see there's a significant blockage there, you know, they have a couple different options. You know, we can either do a stent and they're going to kind of open that artery up, or in some cases, if it's a little bit too extensive and there's a lot of plaque in there, it's safer to just go ahead and bypass that. And so, but either way, you know, that's so much better than having a cardiac event. In many cases, when somebody has a heart attack, part of the heart dies, you know, while they're trying to ascertain what the problem is and get it fixed. And so in this particular case, you know, other than the recovery time from a major surgery, that patient's able to continue doing the things that they want to do and they love without really having the effects, the major long-term effects of a heart attack. You know, it's one of the most common things out there. So many people out there right now are this close to having a heart attack and they don't know it because it's called the silent killer. Most people don't know they have a problem until they actually have an event like the heart attack itself. And so the calcium score is a great test that really there's no needles. You don't have to get undressed. And somebody can get in a CT machine and in less than 5 minutes, this machine's going to take very detailed pictures of the heart. And if there's a blockage in there or a high calcium score, that's going to show up. And that person's going to be able to go get treatment before the heart attack. And the outcome is so much better when there's no damage to the heart.
Denny, there's a lot of good news on the medical front because of early diagnosis, because of technology that's available to us.
Yeah, you know, there's cancer's not as scary as it used to be, you know, and most people don't realize that there are a few cancers that are on a major decline. Lung cancer is one of those. Obviously, people are not smoking as much as they used to. It's just not fashionable to be a smoker as like it used to be. But also the advances in science and technology and how well these machines can take pictures and what they can see, you know, and so it's a shame that insurance doesn't pay for a CT scan for other organs, but, you know, there are only four cancers on the decline. Lung cancer is one of those, but the other ones are pretty dramatic. Breast cancer death rates have been declining steadily. In fact, I think it's the current with the American Cancer Society's website that there's been a 40% reduction in breast cancer death rates strictly because of a mammogram every year. So it's like when insurance advocates and pays for a preventive screening, this saves lives. And so, you know, at Kraft Body Scan, our mission is to be able to give people access to this equipment without that impedance of insurance not being able to pay for it. So let's kind of talk about the concept. A CT machine uses electron beams, basically invisible light. So very quickly, the light passes through the body, and that produces visible images of a heart, a lung, you know, whatever organ that we're choosing to scan. And with those images, a board-certified radiologist. So when you think of a radiologist, a board-certified radiologist is a good one. You know, detecting small tumors in stage one and stage two, it can be kind of hard. And so when you think of a board-certified radiologist looking at those images, they're looking to see if there's a tumor, a lesion, a mass, anything that's not normal. And then they write a written report. And really, this is the best part about this. Most people, including myself, can't interpret those images. It takes a radiologist years of training to be able to do that. But all of us can read. And so it's so great when they get the report, you get a written explanation that you can sit down on the couch with your wife or your husband and you can read through upper chest. You know, it's going to say, does your thyroid look normal in appearance? Do your lungs look normal? Is there any water or consolidation or any nodules or pulmonary nodules in the lungs? And if there is, there's going to be a written impression that says, hey, you need to take this report to your doctor and you need to do more than just take pictures of that organ.
And, you know, you're really in the life-saving business at Kraft Body Scan.
You know, it's fun. You know, you never know who you're going to meet, but, you know, everybody's somebody's dad or mom or somebody's grandparents or somebody's kids, you know, and we all have lives. And when somebody's sick or has an issue, it's not just them. It's the whole family that kind of wraps around that person and deals with that. And so to me, what better thing can you do than get a preventive scan? Because if it doesn't hurt, if it only takes a few minutes, if it's not super expensive, and the outcome is one of two things. You either have nothing wrong with you and you have no anxiety, I guess, because you feel good about your health. Or you find something that you need to go work on and you just get it done. And then it becomes a story of survival, a story of moving beyond this and doing what you want to do with your life.
How can somebody arrange a scan?
Very, very simple. So go to togetherwestand.com and you can put your information in there and we'll call you to make an appointment. Or you can just call the number at Kraft Body Scan. You can look us up on Google or go to kraftbodyscan.com. And then we have a phone number there. And just call us direct. Either way, it's very, very simple to make an appointment. All we need is just basic information. And we're open Monday through Friday. The first appointment out the door is 9 o'clock in the morning. And it's really the simplest thing on the planet to make an appointment. The biggest thing is just to make the decision to do it.
Philip, we can't thank you enough for sharing your story. I think you're making a difference to a lot of people by sharing it.
Yeah, I hope so. And it's important that we're all walking around each day. We all have these lives that we have, taking care of our families, and you just don't know. Nobody really knows with what they're going through internally. They don't feel it, and it's so important to take that minute to visit Kraft to get that scan, to get that peace of mind. Because the worst thing any man, and I've talked about this before, just it's not healthy to have somebody take care of you. I just think mentally for men, mentally for home, for breadwinners, the possibilities of inconveniencing your family member just put so much stress, so much anxiety on me. I'm just thankful that I got it done. I know, as I said earlier, Kraft saved my life and saved an inconvenience to my kids and to my wife, because now, Candace, Philip, I want a new car. Have you done the dishes yet? Are you know, and all these chores are coming up right now. Like, Candace, give me a break. I'm still recovering. Stop it, Philip. You're fine. You know, so exactly. But it's been amazing, and I cannot thank Denny and his team enough for what they've done to make my life better for sure. So.
Philip's whole story started with Kraft Body Scan. If you want to get in touch with him to schedule a scan, call 919-794-8888 or visit togetherwescan.com. This has been Here's to Your Health, a production of WPTF Radio.